You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 283, The Benefits of Religion. Today's challenge: religion is a destructive force that harms people. Today's defense: this is not supported by the evidence. Every institution, churches, hospitals, schools, governments, makes mistakes and harms people on occasion. However, to claim an institution is fundamentally harmful, one needs to provide evidence it does more harm than good. Further, one would need to show not just that individual examples of an institution do more harm than good, individual churches, hospitals, schools, or governments may in fact be destructive. Instead, one would need to show that the institution itself, conceived generally, is on balance harmful. This claim is implausible when applied to major, widespread human institutions. People aren't stupid, and if an institution were fundamentally harmful, then it wouldn't become a major, widespread one. People would abandon it before it ever got that far. The reason people support and patronize institutions is they perceive the benefits the institutions bring to their lives. Some are so successful that they become human universals, institutions that appear in every culture in history. Examples include religion, medicine, education, and government. In particular historical circumstances, the track record of these institutions is decidedly mixed. Paleolithic medicine was nowhere near as good as modern medicine, but they still have provided enough benefit that they achieved universal status. Indeed, it's hard to see how an institution that did net harm could become a universal, because biological and cultural evolution would select against it. That is, people who didn't practice some form of it would outcompete and outreproduce those who did, and the institution would die out. In the case of religion, it's easy to see how it provides benefits to people even in this life. These include helping individuals find meaning and purpose, helping groups bond together and share resources, and help societies promote moral behaviors, honor thy father and mother, and discourage immoral ones, thou shalt not kill. Also, statistically speaking, religious individuals live longer on average than non-religious ones. Tip: for a discussion of how religions in many parts of the world promote basic moral values, see Appendix, Illustrations of the Tao, in C.S. Lewis, The Abolition of Man. For a book on how religion provides sociologically documentable benefits in America specifically, see Rodney Stark, America's Blessings, How Religion Benefits Everyone, Including Atheists.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.